Deanna Durrell, Intuitive Relationship Coach, and I want to officially welcome you to our class this evening, Where Is My Soulmate Already? Release Old Ex Energy and Discover Your Love Blind Spot so you can finally have it all. We have a lot of people joining us on the call tonight, and just some of the places that I see represented on my dashboard here are Washington, we've got California, we have Canada, we have, who else? We've got some people calling in from Skype, and definitely more international folks. So it's nice to know that we are in good company. And there is power in group energy, and wherever you find yourself when it comes to love and relationships, just know that you are never alone. I'd like to just take a few minutes to share why I created this call, why I'm super passionate about this topic, and introduce myself in case this is your first time connecting with me. So, like many of us women, I am a hopeless romantic, and love hasn't exactly been a walk in the park. I had so many dating experiences that really left me confused, brokenhearted, and some of them made me never want to love again. And I've dated men that I was certain I was going to marry. It felt really right. I thought I had found the one. And then that relationship blew up in my face. Really quickly, it was 2009, and I was scheduled to go to Hawaii, to Kona, for Doreen Virtue's Angel Therapy Certification class. And at the time, I was dating a lovely man, and we were getting pretty serious. We had talked about marriage, and I just thought it was kind of a done deal. And we had planned this elaborate trip to Hawaii. Well, a week before the trip, everything fell apart. We broke up, and our friends were very confused. They were like, you know, I thought you guys could work it out. And I'm still not completely clear on the reason. And I think part of going through relationships is being okay with not knowing all the answers. And I had a decision to make. You know, I could stay home and relinquish all of the energy that we put into that trip and forfeit the tickets and the certification, or I could go on my own. And as bruised as I was and as brokenhearted as I was, I went on that plane. And I stayed in this amazing condo with all this space, and, you know, I was by myself. And I remember I took a rose quartz crystal, and I'm holding one right now as I'm talking to you. And the minute that I got into the bedroom, the crystal broke in half, and I had a breakdown. My laptop that I had brought to distract myself suddenly would not get a signal and would not work. And a total side note, I at the time was terrified of dolphins. And what do I see right by the bed? A huge picture of a dolphin's face staring at me. Everything I was trying to avoid, all the pain was staring me in the face, and I didn't know how I was going to make it through the 5 days. But I did. And you don't need to go to a magical place like Hawaii, although it helps, to go through a breakup and to come back to yourself. And what I realized in that time was that the power is really within all of us. And it is a long journey. And the learning never really stops. But what matters is picking yourself back up again, trusting your intuition without question, and feeling safe to open your heart again to possibility and be vulnerable with another person, even if there's no guarantee that it's actually going to work out. And that's why I'm having this call and why I do this work. And it, like I said, it's been a long journey, but to end that story for you, I went through the 5 days, and when I got back to California, where I was living at the time, I walked into a bookstore, a metaphysical bookstore, and I just asked if I could start teaching classes to help people unblock in their intuition. And the owner looked at me and she smiled and she said, I've been waiting for you to say that for a year. And I laughed and I began a new path. And today, you know, I am proud to say that I have helped thousands of men and women to believe in the power of true love and really unblock their heart through their intuition. I've shared this stage with some incredible visionaries, including Deepak Chopra, Ann Curry, and many others. And today I run a very successful intuitive practice that allows me to travel to amazing places such as San Francisco, New Orleans, New York City, recently Italy, and tomorrow, Vancouver, Canada. I've hosted my own radio show for the past 5 years, and I really do believe in love. And through all the ups and downs, I am, you know, in a committed, loving relationship with a man who loves me for me. And I had to go through a lot of frogs to get to the prince, but it's really about coming to your truth. I believe that no matter what has happened to you in the past, when it comes to love, that you can start again. And there's nothing, I want you to really hear this, there's nothing that you need to fix about who you are. It's not about fixing you, it's about having the courage to humbly see yourself beyond the surface of who you think you are, because it's not who you really are. To identify what could be blocking you at a subconscious level that you can't see, so that you can make the changes that you're guided to make in order to prepare for true love. And by being on this call with me, you're making a statement to the universe that you are ready for the adventure. You're ready to go through it. And I just want to say that I am so glad that you're here. So here's what we're going to learn today on this call. I hope that you have a pen and paper. The most common approach most successful single women take to dating that kills your chances of finding the right guy or the right woman for you. You're going to learn my proven three-step spiritual technique to cut energetic ties to that ex that you can't seem to get out of your space. You'll learn why ideal love lists and affirmations don't work and what you can do instead. The simple solution to knowing if a man is right for you or if you need to ditch him immediately, and this is something that a lot of us don't realize when we have the love blinders on, as I call it. Now, there's a lot that we have to cover tonight, and I'm going to do my very best to get through as much material as I can, but the reality is that I can't teach you everything I want to in just 1 hour. It's impossible. So I promise to tell you how you can get more after our call. There's a great opportunity that I have to help you completely unblock in your path to love so that you can attract, not find, but attract the right person right now while keeping your fabulous life. But for now, let's go ahead and dive into our first nugget of the night. And if you're just joining us, welcome. So the most common approach most successful single women take to dating that I see is treating finding a relationship or a man the way that you treat your business. I work with CEOs. I work with presidents of companies, you know, stay-at-home moms who are running their online practice, lots of coaches, and the majority of successful entrepreneurs are operating from what I call their masculine energy. It's the energy of getting things done, of setting goals, of setting deadlines. And most of the time, we don't even know that we're doing this, but it really is about getting clear on the energy that you are choosing to put out there. Because energy is something that is felt. And if you really want a masculine man who is going to value you and respect you for the fabulous woman that I know you are, because you're on this call, it's important to learn which energy you're in any given moment and really understand how to shift back into your feminine, especially when it comes to cleaning house of your old ex energy. And you can't do that effectively from your masculine. Now, you already know, you're all intelligent women and some men on this call, you already know that in order to open up to a new love, that you have to release the old. That is not rocket science. But here's the thing. It's not about convincing your logical mind. That is the easy part. The hard part is convincing your subconscious right? Your subconscious and coming into true alignment with what your soul really wants. Not what the magazines tell you love is supposed to look like. Not what you put on your, you know, must-have qualities on your love list. What does your soul really want? And that rarely happens by just saying happy, I love myself, positive affirmations, and making, you know, the top 10 qualities on your love list. See, affirmations and even the generic list, they're usually consisting of statements that you wish to be true, but you don't feel you have yet. And they may feel like you're lying to yourself, and when it comes to lies, your subconscious will be happy to, like, sit on the sidelines and watch you chant away until you're blue in the face. But it's not going to budge in its core beliefs. But I don't want you to worry, because we are going to be delving into a more effective way that you can use affirmations in what I call Nugget 2 and Nugget 3. Now, Nugget 1 really is that three-step process. It's most likely why a lot of you signed up for this call. It's how do I let go of that X, the one that you can't stop thinking about, the one that has kind of taken over your, you know, your relationship space, even if you don't realize it. Maybe this is somebody who really hurt you, somebody that, you know, you hurt. I see that a lot, too. It's like there's a lot of guilt energy there, and you don't know what to do with it because maybe you're not in contact. Most likely, you're not in contact with this person. But the cool thing is that you don't need to have them in front of you to let the unhealthy energy go. So I want to go there, but I realized I didn't expand too much on masculine and feminine energy. So feminine energy we're going to do right now, because I teach through experience versus just telling you stuff. So close your eyes. And if you're open, I want you to take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your nose. Really important. Two more. And anything that you're worried about, anything that you're stressed about, I just invite you to let it go. This is a very spiritual call, so this is a perfect time to call in any spirit guides that you work with, that you know of, any angels. If you're not really sure who they are, it's okay. You can call in your higher self. And set an intention for today. What do you want to get out of this call? If you could get one thing, what would it be? What's a word that comes to mind or an image? Maybe it's freedom. Maybe it's peace. Maybe it's curiosity. And from this super high vibration, I just ask that the angels surround our energetic group space with love and support and protection so that we can harness the energies of the group and really support you at your highest level. When you're ready, if you haven't already done so, I'm going to have you write down your intention on a piece of paper. And once you have it, just simply observe what's going on in your mind right now, what's going on in your body. This is an example of dropping into the feminine. So notice, you know, you were guided. I gave you instructions, breathe in through your nose, out through your nose, which is a yogic breath to calm any anxiety, any mental chatter, right? You were open to receive, hopefully, and relaxed your body, which is essential to tuning into your intuition and releasing energy. And finally, you know, calling in for spiritual support, not doing anything yourself. It's about just simply being. And that is the delicious magnetic energy that attracts in a new love. And now I'm asking you to go into your masculine, which is write that down. It's very directed, and you're doing something. So the easiest way I can distinguish it is feminine is being and holding space for something that you want, and the masculine is doing or the execution of that. And we need both. Okay, here we go. Before I teach you the process, it's important to write down at least one name of a past lover that you would like to work with tonight. And for those of you that signed up early for this call, you got that pre-call assignment. And for those of you that just signed up, just pick one. If it's the person that you're like, oh gosh, I don't even want to go there, then I want you to pick that one because it's the one you've been avoiding. And before you go through this process, you want to acknowledge any anger or unexpressed emotion that you may have around the person in question. So, you know, we've created a sacred space for you to be real about your feelings, and you may want to write them down or say them out loud to yourself to get really clear on that. Not this second, but this process is something that you can use for any old relationship. And I also want to add, any relationship, not just love. Maybe you have some weird energy with a friend or a business partner. You can use these same steps. And then finally, you want to get grounded, which you are, because we just went through that meditation. Don't do this while driving. And create a distraction-free zone for yourself. So this technique can help you facilitate a conversation between you and the ex if your soul agreement is to come back together temporarily to complete some karma. And, you know, like I said before, you don't have to have the person physically in front of you to free up the energy. This can also help you feel more neutral emotionally about the breakup or about the separation, even if it was years ago. You may still be holding it in your space if you wrote their name down right now. And you can begin the process of moving on with your life. And then my favorite, this can help you increase your physical, mental, and emotional acuity, so energy and drive and focus. So you'll actually have more energy, more juice, to go out and kick butt in the business world, you know, with your friends, wherever you want to use that. It is not intended to replace or erase any karmic lessons that you came together to learn with this person. It is not intended to manipulate the person into coming back together with you if that's not for your highest good. There's the law of free will. And it's certainly not a substitute for you taking action that you know you need to take to move forward once that ex is out of the picture. For me, the way it looked like in Hawaii, you know, I started teaching classes, but at the same time, I put myself into therapy once a week. I took time off from dating, whatever your intuition says. And so this is how it works. Basically, you and the person that you wrote down came together to teach each other some really important lessons in this lifetime about relationships. And once you come together, once you came together, there was a spiritual line of energy that was literally drawn. If you think of, you know, your spirit guide, like getting a big old magic marker, he or she drew a line from you to them, soul to soul. This is usually at the third eye. Another place I see it attaching is at the sacral chakra, which is about 2 inches above the belly button. And this is the spiritual line of unconditional love. So this line that was drawn when you two met, it can never really be dissolved, and you wouldn't want it to. It's when our egos get involved, right, as well as your human desires, expectations, that other lines get drawn. And they cause you pain, they cause you stress, and they start the process of unhealthy patterning. For example, if you found that when you were with this person, you tended to get a lot of upset stomachs when you were together, and he tended to clear his throat a lot when he was around you, it's very possible that the unhealthy line of energy was attached from your stomach to his throat. And it's probably affecting, you know, both of you, even if you're not talking to him, because it's causing blockages. Now, I do want to say that you don't need to know the exact points where the tubes or the lines are being drawn, but you do have to have a clear and a pure intention to disconnect from them. So if you're ready, here's what I want you to do. Okay, we're going to go into your logical mind, and then I'm going to demonstrate it. So step one is you want to call in Archangel Michael. He is the protector angel who is often depicted in images with a gleaming silver sword, and he will be energetically slashing through, okay, and, you know, effectively cutting that line between you and your ex that's keeping you from moving forward. So to prepare for it, you want to close your eyes and get a clear image of your ex. If you have a picture of them, that's perfect, or an object that represents them, awesome. If not, you can simply call them into your imagination, into your mind's eye, and that will work just fine. Okay, so that's kind of the preparation. If you call in Michael, and I'm going to give you the specific wording, and you want to, you know, gather up an image or an object from them. Then you want to say out loud, and I'm going to say this slowly so that you can write it down word for word. Archangel Michael, I now give you full permission to cut these unhealthy cords and lines so I may move forward on my path. So again, Archangel Michael, I now give you full permission to cut these unhealthy cords so I may move forward on my path. Okay, and then the next step, the next process is just to, you know, in this step, I should say, breathe, be still, and emotions may come up here, and that's perfect. What's going to be happening without you having to force anything is these lines that are connected to you and this person are going to be cut out, or I call it decording. It's literally like something is stuck in you and it's going to be pulled out like a splinter, only it's a big splinter. And you just have to breathe, okay? Super important to not be near too much electromagnetic energy, so it's more effective if you stay away from the computer or your cell phone or radio. You want to just be very neutral. So again, just to review that, step one is to prepare and call in Michael. Step two is to, you know, experience it, breathe deeply. And then the last section of this has to do with connecting with that person's higher self and completing. And here's how you do that. If you made a list of everything that you felt hurt by this person, this would be the time to say it directly to their higher self, as if they were sitting right there with you. So you hurt me. I can't believe you left me in Hawaii. I'm making this up, but I think you understand. You want to let them have it and don't try to censor yourself and be nice and polite. Cuss it out. You're only releasing it so that it can't live inside of you anymore. It's not going to hurt them. You're just releasing it. And once you feel complete, you want to seal the whole process by repeating this mantra. Okay, so this is another thing I want you to write down verbatim. Okay, I now release myself. I take full responsibility for my part in this relationship. I now set myself free. And I now set you free. It is commanded in all directions of time and space. And then you want to say three times, it is done. So it is done, it is done, it is done. And then the last thing is thank you, Archangel Michael, and so it is. That was a big one. And for the longest time, I just had to like read it out loud, and that's perfect. So again, I now release myself. I take full responsibility for my part in this relationship. That's the sentence that gets a lot of my clients. Like, they say it, but it's like there's still some anger there. If that happens to you and you say it, then you got to go back a step and let out more stuff. I now set myself free, and I now set you free. It is commanded in all directions of time and space. It is done. It is done. It is done. Thank you, Archangel Michael, and so it is. And you want to repeat this process for each ex that keeps pulling at your thoughts. And I usually recommend to take one more cleansing breath, and the same one we did at the top of the call. Inhale through the nose, exhale through the nose. That will really quiet your mind. Okay, and you can take an Epsom salt bath or a sea salt bath after. That really helps to kind of close the energy out. And this is your ritual. I also want to send each of you a YouTube video that I created that shows the hand movements that you can do if you're out in public and you're not in a space to say all this stuff out loud. So I'll make sure that my assistant gets you that in the next couple of days. But that is the process. And, it's very simple, and I know, when I first learned this, I'm like, that will never work. That's, like, ridiculous. But it does. And a lot of the exes that I did this with, some of them I wasn't speaking to. Excuse me. And after I did this, they would text me or call me. And it's really important to know that, whatever is for the highest good will be done. So even if you're like, your ego doesn't want to talk to that person, and you do the cord cutting and they call you, it doesn't mean that you don't pick up. It means, use discernment. Maybe there's something that person needs to say that would really complete the cycle for you both. Oftentimes, we don't complete at the same exact time, right, as the person in question, and it's normal. And I just want to share a client success story. One of my clients, from the past, I'm going to change the name, but her name is Jamie, and she came to me, and she was experiencing, this man who was essentially, not leaving her alone. I would say stalking, that's a strong word, and she said he came to her in dreams, and it was just kind of getting out of hand, and we did a cord cutting, very simple. She was super grounded throughout the whole process. And the guy actually called her, during our cord cutting, which she couldn't believe. And after, we completed, she talked to him, and he apologized. And he said, I don't know, I just, you're irresistible. And he had all these excuses as to why he couldn't let her go. But he apologized, and the energy was completely neutralized, and she was free. And so this stuff really does work. But it does take you being really real, that first part of it, that preparation where you let him have it or let her have it, it's important. If you've been playing it safe and pretending that you're over it and you're not, it's going to come out in this cord cutting. But the good news is that once you practice it, it becomes very easy, and you'll have more energy to go on being fabulous. And also the people that you're going on dates with, will probably start paying more attention to you because you'll have all this sparkly energy. They won't really know what's up. And what's up is that you're energetically clean. You're suddenly available. It's fabulous. Okay. Wow, I can't believe we're already at the half hour. If you're just joining us, I see some people just hopped on. Thank you so much for being here. Nugget number two. Oh. I just see that somebody would like me to repeat the steps again. Yes. Good thinking. Mm-hmm. I will review it. So step one is to prepare your space, and that just means get grounded, distraction-free zone, call in Archangel Michael, and have an image of your ex. Generally, step two is to go ahead and say the Archangel Michael permission prayer. So I now give you full permission and experience the energy flowing. And that can be anywhere from 5 minutes to 15 minutes. You'll know. And then the last step is to complete. And the way that you complete is to have it out with that person's higher self. So say out loud as if they were in the room with you, everything that you've been holding in. And then once you've had it out, then you seal it with the last mantra, which is, I now release myself, all the way through to, it is done, it is done, it is done. Thank you, Archangel Michael, and so it is. And I will have the recording, you guys. So I think, you know, if you do have questions about it, definitely send us an email. All right, so let's keep on trucking. Nugget number two is identifying your baseline. Now, you know how to release unhealthy energy with an X, and the next step is really looking at what fears could be holding your subconscious back from believing you truly deserve a lasting relationship. It's about really taking your power back and making decisions from your intuition as opposed to your head. But before you can really do that, you have to see what your baseline beliefs are about love. So on your paper right now, we're going to do an exercise that I call getting naked. Yes, I like to have fun on my calls. All right, so number your paper 1 to 6. Are you in your feminine, or is your masculine being like, what is she going to help us write it down? I don't know. I don't know if I want a number to six, Yana. Just do it. Okay, cool. I'm assuming you all did it. For the next minute, actually write this down. When it comes to finding my soulmate, when it comes to finding my soulmate, my biggest fears are that, go ahead and begin. And you can write down whatever comes to mind on the numbers, or if you're like a free flow kind of girl, then you can free flow for the next minute. Starting right now. Comes to finding my soulmate, my biggest fears are that what? I wish the system allowed me to play some fun music for you, but I think it only lasts like 5 seconds, and that would drive us crazy. You're almost done. And if you're having trouble identifying what those baseline fears are, like it's really okay. Just do your best. Okay, put your pencils down, class. Just kidding. Okay, look at your list. And without thinking about it, I want you to intuitively circle the top three that jump at you the most. Circle three. Okay, so those three are the ones that are compromising your love space. And these are the things that you may or may not already be aware are influencing the type of people that you're attracting in. And this is not just in love. This is like in every area of your life, which is crazy. But the way we are in one area is the way that we are in all areas. And these things that you wrote down, they're rarely rational, but that's not the point. The point is just to see them for what they are, getting naked with your fear. This is something that I work on extensively with my one-on-one coaching clients, and, you know, some of the ones that they've shared with me are, I believe he's going to leave me once he finds out who I really am. I believe that I will have to give up my career or they will make me quit working. I believe that maybe there isn't someone out there for me. What are yours? And the final step is to flip. So these are what I call your baseline fears or your baseline beliefs. And the last step is to flip the belief into a new one. And notice that we did talk about affirmations briefly before, and this is a similar process, but it is not an affirmation because it is not a generic statement that I am giving you outright, okay? It is anchored and created from what your baseline fear is, not just some abstract sentence. So in the example that I gave above, I believe that there may not be someone out there for me. It becomes something like, I am desirable, and I trust that there are a number of ideal people out there for me. So let me break down how I came up with that one. On your paper, I want you to just write the sentence stem, I am, and then put a line, okay? And on that line, you're going to insert an adjective that, you know, that relates to the feeling that that your baseline fear negates. So in this case, it was about, you know, this woman not believing there was anyone out there. If you believe there's no one out there, then on some level, you don't believe you're desirable. So I had her put desirable. And this takes some work. Like I said, I don't have enough time on this call to go through exactly what your new baseline belief is, but this will definitely get you started. So the second part of that is I, write the word I, and then a blank, and you want to put a verb. So you want to make it active. And this is the easier part of this process because you're just flipping, you know, you're taking exactly the opposite. So in this case, it's, you know, there's a lot of people out there instead of maybe there isn't somebody out there. So there's two sentences that are involved in this new baseline belief. And you can do this for all three of the ones that you wrote down and you circled. But the most important and final step is coming up, and it really has to do with marrying the new baseline belief to your subconscious, right? So that you can really bridge the gap, or what I call the blind spot, between, I don't believe that's true, Deanna's on crack, and wow, yes, that is totally possible for me, right? It's that little lag time in between that makes affirmations really suck and not work, or be the best thing since sliced bread. And this is about retraining your subconscious, and it's the part where most people will fail. This is the part where most people will stop and complain that, you know, there's nobody there for them. It's about creating a brand new framework around love that's based on a new truth versus your current mindset. So just to review, you know, you wrote down your baseline fears. You've gotten clear on what it is that you maybe don't share with your friends that you're really afraid of. You've gotten clear on the top three, right? You took one of those, and you kind of created two different sentences to flip them into something that you do want, even if you don't totally believe it just yet. But it's based on the fear. It's not based on some arbitrary words that sound cool. Okay, and then the final step is integration. So I just want to, again, share a quick client story about identifying the old baseline and creating a new belief. I was working with a woman in California, and she was 40 years old. She is 40. She's 41. Anyway, doesn't matter. 41, you know, never been married, has a dog, and really thought that, you know, there was no man out there for her, and she started contemplating, you know, alternative ways to have a kid. And she was very successful, making, you know, $300,000 a year or more. And she really felt very dissatisfied in the area of love and relationships. And as we started working together, originally she came to me for business advice, and as it turns out, it's really about trusting yourself, trusting your intuition. So we were working with the tools that I offered up, and she, you know, she went out on a number of dates, and she was dating one person who was okay, but not really completely ideal, and she was compromising a lot of what she wanted, but she didn't want to be alone, right? That's another core fear I see. It's like, I don't want to be alone, so I'm going to accept the less than I deserve. Through the work that we did, it was over the course of 6 months, she, you know, ended up separating from that relationship, taking some time to kind of reframe, retrain, and I just saw on Facebook that she just got married. And she's super happy, and she's got her $300,000 business, you know, that's growing. And so another belief that I mentioned with you guys is that, you know, if you surrender and open your heart and love, then it's at the expense of your career, it's at the expense of something else. And it's something that, you know, I definitely have struggled with as well, because there's that, you know, that belief that could be ingrained that you have to change in order to be what somebody wants you to be instead of who you really are. So that's my happy ending story for you. I'm really excited for her. And, you know, now it's funny, but she used to think affirmations were like a piece of crap. And she's like, I really love saying my new truth. And even though she's, you know, married, she's still integrating the tools that she learned with her intuition. So I promised that I would give you one more nugget, which is about the integration is the juiciest thing. And I want to make sure before I dive into it that I tell you about that opportunity I mentioned at the top of the call to help you unblock your love life. So if you're serious, which if you're on this call, it tells me that you are serious about preparing to meet and attract the love of your life. The truth is that you know that wanting it is not enough. You know, wanting this person to come in, it's not enough. And approaching your love life with the same energy that you approach your business is not working either. I'm just recapping the beginning. And saying all the generic affirmations in the world isn't the answer either. The key really lies in you letting go of that old X energy that's draining you, which you learned how to do today. Right? It's about identifying the core underlying blocks, and most challenging of all, it's about retraining your subconscious from what it's terrified of when it comes to love. We need to go deeper than that. You know, cord cutting and reframing your beliefs is an amazing start. Most people don't even get that far, but we need to go way deeper than I have time to delve into on this call, because there are multiple blocks that you could be carrying in your energy field that you're not aware of, such as the top one I see is past life agreements that you made about love, lineage patterns from your family about love, right? It doesn't necessarily have to do with an ex, but it's in your space, and unwanted spirit attachments and entities that could be in your immediate physical body, but also your heart, that have an agenda to keep you where you are because it's serving them. And this is like this kind of weird woo-woo, but it's true. I've worked with people that it's like they're, everything else is clicking and humming along. But when we did an energy check, I saw there were entities hanging out in their field that were really, you know, excited to stay there because they were getting something out of it. They didn't have to cross over. And it was draining my client. So I want to help you identify specifically what could be blocking you, and I also want to suggest ways that we can clear them for good. So here is the opportunity. I'm calling them the Identify My Love Block sessions, and I've opened up my calendar for 10 spots. These are 30-minute sessions with me, and in this 30-minute session, what we're going to do is identify the current challenges that you have. We're going to identify the exact types of blocks that you have in your field. So if there's still X's hanging out, you know, we're going to go over the process I just taught you. but you may have some past life agreements that you don't know about. I'm going to let you know if those are there. And then finally, we're going to create a plan to release these blocks so you can finally attract in quality people. Let me say that. So you can finally attract in quality people. You can attract in people. If you're on this call, you know, you're intuitive and you're probably gorgeous and sexy, but it's not about anybody. It's about attracting the right people. So if you're ready to do this, I want you to go right now, and you can still listen to the call. Open up another window if you're online and check your email inbox. I'm going to have my assistant, Natalia. Natalia, if you're tuning in, girl, I want you to go ahead and send them the link to apply for this free 30-minute call with me. I know that you guys can do this because you're amazing multitaskers. And if you want a spot, all you have to do is click on the link that Natalia is about to send you right now and fill out the form, and we're going to determine if I'm the right person to help you. And if you are, she's going to send you a link to my calendar, and we are going to get on the phone and get the party started. This is really an opportunity for you to really let go, to let go of all the past bullshit that has been holding you back from attracting in the right person. And if you're listening to me right now, like, this is the wake-up call. You've been waiting for, you know, what to do. Like, this is it. It's time to take your wake-up call right here and right now. And so if that's you, if you want a spot, go into your email inbox and fill out the form now to be considered for that session. I only have 10 spots, and I love reading these, so I can't wait to read yours. But I also want to make sure that we dive back into the content, because there's one last nugget of the night. So, Natalia, go ahead and send them the email, and you can listen to me as you're filling out your application, because I know there's a lot of people on this call, and there's not enough spots. And I just got the question, how much are the spots? It is free. It is $0, but you have to apply, and you've got to apply as soon as possible. So check your email. Okay, awesome. So, nugget number 3 is align your baseline belief, so the new one that you created, to your surrounding space. Basically, what that means, and you already know this, your outer environment, it affects your internal one, and your internal one includes your subconscious. So one thing that you can do, and this is something I do more extensively with my private clients, is you want to take the 2 sentences that you got clear on, okay, and you want to locate your love corner. Now, I want to back up a bit. In addition to my coaching work, I also am a healer, I'm a Reiki master, I'm a numerologist, and I do feng shui and space clearing. So when you work with me, you get hit from a lot of different angles. So I want to teach you guys tonight how to locate your love corner. Basically, for simplicity, I want you to pick one room right now in your house. Maybe it's the one that you're listening to this call from. And your love corner is the back right corner of that room. So when you walk in the door, even if, you know, your door is positioned in a weird spot, whenever you walk into the room, it's the back right corner. And what you do is you pick one object in there to assess. So you're going to take your 2 sentences, again, going back to the example that I shared. Where is it? I am desirable. I trust that there are a number of ideal suitors out there for me. Let's say that I, you know, use my room that I'm in right now. Right now I see a large black lamp, standing lamp, and I say that statement out loud. I am desirable, and there are a lot of ideal suitors for me. And I pay attention to my body, okay? This is like your little litmus test. If your body feels expansive, then that's a good thing. If it feels contractive or it tenses, then that object either has weird energy on it, and most importantly, it's not aligned to your core new belief, so you may need to get rid of it. When I say that, you know, I feel pretty expansive, pretty open. And you can do that with, you know, a number of objects. But again, this is just an example. This is just a taster of what you can do. Again, so much deeper than just an affirmation that you say in the mirror 10,000 times. You're actually testing it in your physical environment. And what my clients find more than usual is that a lot of stuff has to get chucked. They're like, Deanna, this is my excuse to go shopping. Great. Well, whatever it takes, you know. And here's the thing. If you get both, right, let's say that you say the statement and you get expansion, but there's a little tightness, that doesn't necessarily mean that it needs to be chucked. What it could mean is that, you know, you need to assess whether it's just your subconscious fears running the show or something deeper. And, you know, to be transparent, my clients say that they experience that a lot, a bit of both, and that's normal because, let's face it, it's scary to connect to a new experience, right? But if you do feel any expansion and any relaxation throughout your body, that's a good thing. It means that there's something there for your soul to enjoy and experience more of. And it may just be that you need to clean the object or you need to move it to a different part of the house, and then you test it again. So, again, just reviewing that last process, you have to align your baseline to your space. So, you know, take one object, locate your love corner, and it's particularly helpful in the bedroom. You know, you've probably heard me say on previous calls, if you don't want, you know, a man who is unfaithful, then make sure that you have two nightstands on either side of your bed. Because if you have just one, what is that? It's a one-night stand, and that's what you're calling in energetically. For the longest time when I was living in California, I had one nightstand, or worse, no nightstand. And, you know, my bed was shoved against the wall. And what that was saying to the universe was, I'm happy being alone. But if they want to use me for hot sex, fine. But I wasn't valued. I was confused, and I did feel alone. So look at what's in your love corner. And just to, again, reiterate, this is a process. This doesn't happen overnight, but you have a great start right now for what you can do, tangible things that you can do to start yourself on that path of preparing to meet the love of your life. And so what I would love to do for the next few minutes, if you are calling in on the phone and you would like to share your baseline belief with the group, just because I know that's kind of the hardest exercise for a lot of people, and for me too, when I was first doing it. And it's always nice to just experience another example. If you would be willing to share yours with everybody, what you want to do is press *2, and I'll see your hand raised. So I just want to open up the floor. If anybody would be willing to be brave and just press *2 to share your baseline belief. Cool. Hi, calling from Santa Barbara, at least on my dashboard. Hello.
Hey, lady. Hi.
Hi.
So just share it? All three or just one?
If you feel comfortable doing all three, that would be amazing.
All right. These are like super easy to come by. So number one was my biggest fear is that I will fall out of love.
Mm-hmm.
Two is I'll never be happy. Three, who I want won't want me.
And so what what did you kind of tweak it to? Did you do the two sentences for one of them?
I haven't yet, because some of these, I wasn't sure how to flip them, like, I'll fall out of love, and I kind of kept thinking, like, you know, I think maybe that's normal, that people fall out of love, and that doesn't mean it's a bad relationship, so I didn't know how to flip it.
Right. Well, we can go ahead and flip it now for you.
Okay.
Okay, so tell me it again slowly. Tell everybody one more time the way that you worded it exactly.
I'll fall out of love.
I'll fall out of love. Okay. So the first part of that is the adjective. So if you believe that you're going to be constantly falling out of love, I imagine there's an element of, like, you're going to be bored.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what's the opposite of bored?
Excited, stimulated.
Ooh, stimulated had more energy than excited. Excited was like, yeah, that's an answer. Okay, so I am stimulating. Write that down.
I like it.
I am stimulating.
Okay.
And as I fall in love with me, all is well.
Oh, I love it.
So try it on, because that's just what I'm hearing from your guys, but let's see if it lands in your body. So
yeah, and as I fall in love with me, all is well. You know, I love the all is well, because it's kind of like takes the pressure off. It's like, oh, yeah, like, all I have to do is be stimulating and fall in love with me. It's all good.
Yes, and, I mean, I love this example. First, thank you so much for being brave and sharing, because I know
sure.
It can be kind of nerve-wracking in the group. And this is an awesome point for everybody, because even the example that I gave for my clients, I am desirable, it's really about being desirable to yourself first. And in Sally's case, you know, it's about stimulating just by being this magnetic person, and what, you know, and really actively finding things that stimulate you. And when you can do that on a consistent basis, you will attract that, you know, that energy back to you. Men who really want to be curious about learning and experiencing new things. And every relationship has its up and downs, and, you know, you may feel bored, but when we feel bored, it's just a message from our higher self of where we need to stimulate some creative juice in our own life. Does that make sense?
I love it.
Cool. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, lady. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Okay, let's see if I can figure out how to do this. Do-do-do. Unmute her. Okay. all right. Well, that wraps our call. I can't believe how fast this hour has flown. I just want to take a moment to be in gratitude and thank each of you for just spending the hour with me and looking at yourself a little deeper. I know all this love stuff can be overwhelming. And again, if you haven't already filled out your form to grab a spot on my calendar for the free 30 minutes to identify your love block, go do that now, because you know life gets crazy and you'll forget, and then you'll be kicking yourself because there's no more spots left. And I look forward to connecting with you guys again soon. And until then, remember this. I'm going to have you close your eyes, and we'll end as we began. You are beautiful. You are worthy of great love. And you are never alone. Have an amazing, amazing night, and I look forward to connecting with you in the near future and reading your forms.